Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Today is a day where, you know, it's pretty easy to lean on a guy that's like the size of a house. And that's what Hugh is. So he's, you know, Big Hugh, 5'3".
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Dukes and Bell. It is Wednesday, guys. And we are glad that you are here. Lots going on today, man. It's been a busy, busy show, Mike. I mean, Braves, and then, you know, we got into the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Falcons take the field tomorrow. We're still talking about the Olympic stuff and the fallout from Simone Biles and all of that's going on.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah,
there is, man. I mean, the college football landscape, and it's funny because things were so, in your and my opinion, things were so wacky for so many years. And then when things start to change, I mean, the changes are coming so fast and quick at you between name, image, and likeness, the conference realignments, all this just barreling at you. And now there's all these stories. You know, we had a story, what, about 2 weeks ago about a young man who's going to be a high school senior. He's already signed a name, image, likeness deal. Now you got a story from Yahoo, Carl. There's a kid named Quinn Ewers, who apparently is the number one kid for Ohio State. He could sign an NIL deal by not going to high school for his senior year and enrolling at Ohio State, which is pretty amazing. He's a kid from Texas, but apparently he's a commit to the Buckeyes. And it's just another wrinkle to everything. Pete Thamel's got the story, by the way, the former New York Times writer now writing for Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, this is...
I mean, you have to pay me a lot of loot to not go through a senior year if I got enough credits to graduate.
It's a game changer.
I mean, like, I loved high... I think I don't want to go back, but I didn't have a bad time either. I really enjoyed it. I would think, you know, but some of these kids... We're seeing more and more kids, you know, they're the early enrollees. They're leaving high school after the first semester because they've got enough credits. They can get enrolled earlier in school. We've seen kids do that at Georgia.
Yeah. Again, I still think we need some kind of uniformity across the board, right? And I say this with name, image, and likeness, not to pick on any one state. Mm-hmm. The SEC is looking out for the SEC, and everybody's going to be like, well, that's the way it should be. And the other conferences and these other states that are connected to these conferences are looking out for themselves. But I don't know, and Mike, again, I've been talking to ADs and people that I know. I don't know if anybody knows all the rules and regulations. Like, nobody has been able to say, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. The only thing I've heard is the school, in most cases, will have the right to say, we agree with you doing this or that. You can't do strip clubs.
Right.
You can't do gambling, because, again, that conflicts with the games. There are things at the school. But outside of that, like, it really is the Wild West when you talk about what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Now, the other big story, and this was pretty wild, too. We've spent all day. We spoke with Connor Riley from the Dogs. We spent some time on it yesterday about conference realignment. Well, it's funny because today I was telling you and Connor, I was listening to Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz's podcast, and they had John Skipper on, the old boss of ESPN. He's the guy that helped form the Longhorn Network, Carl, with ESPN.
Skipper was there when I was there. He's a great guy.
And so he was, you know, talking about how the millions and zillions of dollars, it's all about the money. It's the only reason. Again, I think people finally realize nothing to do with I've got a better chance of winning this No, it's about money, 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 money. Now, the Big 12 has sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN from Pete Thamel also. Letter demands ESPN end all actions that may harm the conference and its members and that not communicate with the Big 12 conference's existing members. You and I talked about this when it broke, that the ESPN guys were behind this from the jump. Yeah. They've got actually a pretty sweetheart deal when you consider $300 million a year for the SEC now that Oklahoma and Texas are in it. And there's always been a lot of folks, and this has been out there for a couple of weeks, and Thamel was the first guy that was on it. It was ESPN working with, you know, the SEC to put this whole thing together.
Well,
so now the Big 12 is going to come after them.
Of course, because, again, you're hurting our product. You're hurting our pocket, our bottom line. I just think ESPN, this is kill two birds with one stone, right?
Right.
You're destroying the essence of the Big 12 by taking its two biggest properties. You're also hurting Fox,
right,
as we've talked about. And it's a win-win for you. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's like the dominoes falling here that's going to help ESPN. We're not looking at that, most of us, because we're college football fans. And we're saying, how's this going to affect my team, my conference? What's going to happen? Behind the scenes, it's a big deal. It's a huge win for ESPN.
So now let's see where this one goes. You knew it one way or the other, through hook or crook, somebody was going to be in court over this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was just going to join there, go to this conference and leave the other conference, and everyone's going to, you know, that's it. No, there's going to be lawsuits.
Yeah, man, and they may be in litigation for a long time. This is not going to get resolved overnight. The problem is, Mike, a lot of this stuff, again, these contracts with these conferences, there are outs. That's why there has been realignment. That's why teams have shifted and gone to different conferences. As long as I notify you, like Texas and Oklahoma is, and I'm telling you, we're leaving in 3 years,
right,
there's nothing you can do. Legally, they have every right to do that. The problem is, it's ticked off everybody.
Right. And the other thing is, I think the only dissenting vote in the SEC is going to be A&M. Everyone else is going to approve this, right? I mean, there's no way that the thing gets blocked by the member schools of the
SEC.
Okay,
so 11 of the 14 schools have to say okay. Who's saying no? A&M, that's one. Who else?
That's it. And I don't think, as Bobby Hebert was talking about, I think LSU invites the competition. It expands their recruiting base already. I mean, they're already recruiting from East Texas as it is. So it is interesting. It's going to be A&M, who thought they were getting away from the big bad boogeyman that that is Texas. And we did get the cautionary tale. If you missed it, the interview's online at Odyssey.com. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle basically saying Texas, like a band of locusts, Carl, will descend on the SEC and probably get things sideways over here as well.
All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell. You are always welcome to find us and tell us what you're thinking, man. We love to hear from you guys as well, as always. Chris, let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
All right, first, let's start with our Braves, because tonight's another big night. We talked about how big this series was. It's Max Fried tonight. Hopefully things continue behind Fried's effort, but it's all about Riley's and Albies and Swanson. Can they continue to put these nights together like they did last night? Austin Riley had a huge night. Just listen to him.
You know, it's huge. You know, especially, you know, coming off, you know, I put a lot of, you know, pressure on myself last night with the ground ball and the double play last night. I was really frustrated with myself. And, you know, to come in today and to do what I did, it was huge for me. You know, overall, a team win, you know, this is a huge series. So, you know, it's big for us. Charlie did an outstanding job. His presence on the mound is, you know, you feel it for sure. And good team win.
All right. Win tonight, Mike. We win the series. Obviously, we win tonight and tomorrow. We've right. done exactly what we said we needed to do. Win 4-5. And all of a sudden now you're two games out. How much confidence does that give you, though, moving forward? Because now you know this has been the biggest head-to-head matchup you have had with the Mets. Now you're going to rely on your own schedule and other mm-hmm. people to help you to gain that half game, two games, whatever it might be, to get to right. the top of this division.
They're eight out in the wild card. So I said 6.5 earlier. That's wrong. It's eight games out. So they got to win the division, man. That's a lot. So here's the thing. Dave O'Brien from The Athletic reporting that Travis d'Arnaud is about to start rehabbing Gwinnett. And then you've also got Hinoa's about to start. So it sounded like, you know, it was going to be end of August or sometime. But now August is here practically on Saturday, and we're going to have Hinoa and Travis d'Arnaud back before you know it. I just saw Peter Moylan, the Thunder from Down Under, say we're still in this on social media. It's a hard sell, though, for some Braves fans.
Why, though?
I don't get it. I mean, I think it's a negative. All the things would – the frustration with Liberty Media, not spending the money, all the things we talked about, Snitker. But, I mean, you've heard me. I've gone round and round. Chris has got six sound bites of me going, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in. But now you're still here. But I want to, you take 4 out of 5 from the Mets. That's a statement. Then you're 2 back. And now you got to do something.
You got to do something. Speaking of doing something, tomorrow the Falcons will be on the field tomorrow, guys. And I do want to remind you while we're talking about the Falcons that the place to listen is right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As a matter of fact, the schedule is out. It's on our website. And 92.9 The Game will once again be the number one place for you for all things Falcons. We're going to be broadcasting live during the course of camp. As a matter of fact, tomorrow the morning show will be out there 6 to 10. So make sure you check them out. Saturday, Chris Goforth, Harry Douglas at Flowery Branch. So the full schedule's up, guys. But the morning show's going to be out there over the next week and a half or so. And you can go out there as well and check them out. Make sure you check the schedule. And I do want to remind you with the draft coming up that Mike Conte, Andy Bunker, and Deshaun Tate on Thursday night, after Mike and I get done from 7 to 11, they're going to have the primetime NBA draft show. And they'll bring you the key draft picks. Hawks picking 20. As of right now, Mike and I talked a little bit about it. We'll dive more into it tomorrow as we get ready for the Hawks draft, and we'll see what happens.
I mean, when
that.
You're out of the lottery, and again, it's just not as much buildup as when, you know, we got Okongwu in the top 10. And again, once he got on the floor, showed you what he's got. We're going to miss, you know, not having him with that shoulder surgery for the first half of the season. But when you're not in that, you know, you're not in the lottery, Carl. It is the ultimate crapshoot. You know, John Collins was a guy that was also selected outside the top 15. And obviously, you know, we know how well he's done here. So let's trust the process. And Travis Schlenk, they're probably, I guess, best athlete available. I don't think you and I said we're going to start to think about looking for low post play because of the things that are, you know, injuries to Okongwu, et cetera, and the way the playoffs went.
Yeah. I am curious to see. I mean, again, Travis Schlenk, we may not even keep this pick. Who knows?
You're right.
Let's talk about the Falcons because they are on the field tomorrow, which got us back to our guys being out there tomorrow and camp getting underway, actually physically getting underway. Guys have reported. They've checked in. Camp did start for Aaron Rodgers, and we'll let you hear what he had to say coming up here because he addressed the media for the first time today. But Eric Harris, one of our newest defensive backs, talked about, hey, we got a good foundation when we came in here for OTAs and minicamp.
I think we took big strides in OTAs, you know, with the restrictions, obviously, and the people that were here. You know, I think we took big strides, and young guys are willing to listen to the older guys. Credit to the defensive staff. They presented the installs very well. Dean Pease, his defense speaks for itself, you know. It's multiple, but it's very simplistic and difficult for the opponents.
Mike, as camp gets started, guy hit me up, and he was like, Dukes, there's no drama. Like, we thought there might be with Julio if they hadn't traded him by now. That's all done. Matt, there's nothing to worry about with Matt. I mean, there really isn't. I mean, when you talk about, and when I mean that in a good way. I'm not talking about, like, there's nothing to worry about and things that we're not going to be talking about when it comes to camp. Mike's been talking about the O-line for weeks now. But there's no drama. And I think that's good. With the new regime and all that's happened and the salary cap and all the things that have played out, we kind of know where this thing's at right now. Now, how good are they going to be?
Right. So now we got to, as we said, you already said, I'm going to have to mention the offensive line. Got to figure that out. But it's a bad defense, Carl, which you got to fix. You know, and again, if you were going to, you know, it's fantasy draft and the computer selected Cordarrelle Patterson for you, you'd be like, what? You know, I mean, again, I know he's a wide receiver who has played running back. But it's still, it's kind of like, wow, are we really going to be rolling out with Mike Davis and Cordarrelle Patterson? I know we've got other guys that are going to battle the undrafted free agents that were brought in, try to get more out of Quadre Allison. But all the things which we want to do with Matt and get breathe some life, not that Matt needs life breathed into him, but let's take some of the pressure off him with the pass rush is through the run game. So it's a big ask, and I know a lot of fans will be looking to get up to Flower Branch starting on Saturday.
As always, Top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing. This summer, mix things up with New Realm's Beach Crusher Variety 12-pack, guys. 4 delicious, refreshing beers that pair perfectly with the Georgia summer. They've got the hot top sellers like Hazy Like a Fox, the IPA, Hoptropolis IPA. Track them down using the beer finder. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers because he did address the media today. What was this all about, A.A. Ron?
I think, you know, there was a lot of things that transpired. This wasn't, you know, a draft day thing, you know. This was started with a conversation in February at the season ended. And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. Also, I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones.
Well, as Mike said, a lot of guys going, who? But for Aaron Rodgers, this was about leverage. This was about, hey, understand, I want to be a part of the conversation. And so he mentioned a bunch of guys, but I'm with you, Mike. A bunch of those guys couldn't play at the end of the tenure there in Green Bay.
So I just think, you and I said it, a guy like Matt Ryan, if you're going to devote, again, if he's a big chunk, Carl, here's the pie chart. The mouth of Pac-Man, that's how much Aaron Rodgers is taking. He's taking 20%. You at least listen to the guy. Or the problem the Bucks, look, let's be honest, the problem the Packers made is, he, not that he's like a sensitive guy, but he wanted to be heard. And, you know, you didn't. And so, like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, I won't be ignored, Dan. He went little bananas this offseason. But it is, I got to be honest, some of his argument doesn't hold water because, with the exception of Julius Peppers, none of those guys went on to do anything after they left Green Bay.
Yeah, man. All right, what are the Saints going to do? Now you're going, what do we care about that about? Listen.
But this is going to make so many Falcon fans smile.
I totally agree. If you think that they are still the big boogeyman and all of that, stay here and listen to what Bobby Hebert has to say about his beloved Saints. I think you might be surprised about where they are right now as they get ready to start camp as well. It's Dukes and Bell. Bobby Hebert next.
The most important story of the day.
We want to check in on everybody in this division. That includes our arch rival, the Saints. And nobody better to talk to than our buddy Bobby Hebert. And he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline as camp gets underway. Bobby, this is a different team, man. No Drew Brees, no Emmanuel Sanders, no Trey Hendrickson, no Janoris Jenkins. There's a bunch of guys that have left this club. And now I'm looking at the Saints and I'm going, okay, how do they adjust? How are they adjusting heading into camp?
Oh, I don't know. When it rains, it pours. And then you got Michael Thomas. He's not going to be ready to roll. He'll probably miss for sure four, if not five games. Here's the NFL Offensive, you know, Player of the Year. Just, you know, you look at that 2019 season. I think he's a little disgruntled. He waited to get surgery in June. He should have got that as soon as the season's over, January or February. So I still think he's kind of ticked off with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson with his butt in the locker room, and his feelings got hurt. But no, they had a lot of problems. David Onyemata, who's the best defensive lineman, he's now out suspended for the first six games. Like you said, they don't have Janoris Jenkins, Jackrabbit. We don't know when Lattimore is going to get suspended. You know, he's accused with the stolen gun of a felony. So he's never been in trouble before. So I would think that's at least two games. And, you know, the over and under in Vegas was 9.5. I said, I really think even without Drew Brees, they can be a 10-7 type team. I think now they'd win 10 games. Coach Payton might be coach of the year. This might be his greatest coaching job since him and Drew Brees came on board going back to 2006. So I'm looking at them. I think it dropped down to over another to 9. I'm looking at, I don't know, I could see a 8-9, 9-8, you know, type season. 7 would be totally unacceptable with the Houdat Nation. And but 8 wins, I don't think you're going to the playoffs. 9, you probably still have a chance. So,
right.
You know, no one has won more games than the Saints the last 4 seasons. And now it's going from, like, basically the last couple of seasons, Super Bowl or bust. Now, man, we just hope we make the playoffs right now.
Well, Bobby's been on both sides of this. He's a legend with the Saints and, of course, here with the Falcons. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Bobby knows that there's Atlanta Falcon fans right now just grinning ear to ear, hearing about all the travails of the New Orleans Saints. So we always knew that Drew Brees at some point was going to shuffle off. So it just sounds like it's a hard sample size for Jameis Winston to see how good he can be when you got Traquan Smith, Deontay, you guys signed Chris Hogan, Bobby. Man, you guys got issues.
No, they're desperate. Listen, they're desperate, and I don't know if it's going to be a fair assessment of Jameis Winston. You know what might happen? That they're going to have to start Jameis Winston at quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's all the competition between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. when you take Taysom out of the lineup, he's a weapon that we need, you know, that you need on the field without having, you know, Michael Thomas. So I think Jameis Winston will be the guy, and then they'll utilize Taysom Hill more and line him up in all different spots and give him more snaps. Just as a football player, probably cut back on the special teams, you know, play, considering that even though he can block punts and go down a kickoff coverage and be amongst the top tacklers. No, it's right now, it's like kind of, Mike, when I look, it's kind of like what was me right now as far as the Saints fan and just getting ready to start training camp. And, you know, you always want to get off to a great start. And I don't know if I'm playing the Saints right now. You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm not letting Alvin Kamara beat us. All I'm putting Nate in the box. And if you double team a receiver, play him in and out, short and long, wherever Alvin Kamara is, he's in the slot, whatever. I'm double teaming him, kick off the season. If he's in the backfield, I'm putting eight in the box, and I'm not letting him run over us, because that's the guy that can beat you. So it'd be a lot of pressure on these other receivers to get over, because I can see them having one-on-one coverage. But the one thing the Saints got still going for them is that I think arguably it's in the conversation they have the best offensive line. I know they definitely the best duo tackles, and McCoy's solid at center. But I think their offensive line, that stability, that's why I don't see them going like 6-11 or even 7-10 type season.
Well, one guy that I have always respected, and he's still that dude, is Cam Jordan. He leads that defense. Let's talk about the defensive side of football. And it's been one of the better defenses here in the last few years, but what will it look like now? Jordan's back, but what concerns you about that Saints defense?
Everything. They don't have any depth. We didn't even start to get. They don't have any depth on the defensive line. David Onyemata out for the first six games. You know, Sheldon Rankins is now with the Jets. Malcolm Brown was a big part of them having a 1-2-3 defense. He's now with the Jaguars. No, they're counting on Shy Tuttle. People, unless you know the SEC, people say, who the hell is Shy Tuttle? You know, he's a free agent out of Tennessee. That's who they're counting on. So Cam Jordan's there. Trey Henderson took the big bucks. He's now with the Bengals. Marcus Davenport, the one that has to you-know-what to get off the pot. I mean, he has to compliment Cam Jordan on the opposite side. But all of a sudden, cornerback was like a strength when you had Jack Rabbit and Lattimore. Mm-hmm. And then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Now, he's a dog. That's what we want. We need more dogs around here. With Chauncey Gardner, now, he's one of those hybrid players that he would make every team in the NFL and start. And he knows how to pick a fight where, you know, he'll get in the opponent's head, and then they're swinging at him. And he said, what are you talking about? We're playing football. But, Marcus Williams, they franchise tag him at safety. They just don't have the depth, the defensive-wise. And just kind of snake bit, I mean, even you look at DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis is a stud, and a guy they were counting on was doing unbelievable. Came over from LSU, remember Tampa Bay, the 49ers, Kwon Alexander.
Right.
Can run sideline to sideline. Then he blows out his Achilles. So now they're counting on, like, Zach Bond. They just drafted, Warner. But they don't know if those guys could play. No, I'm telling you, it's not like it's been the last four seasons. Everybody was like, you know, Super Bowl or bust. Right now, I think they're just hoping to be a playoff team.
Wow. Man, Carl, sure sounds like we got to hit Pat O'Brien's and Tropical Isle. We got to get a hurricane and a hand grenade if you're a Saints fan right now. Wow. Bobby Hebert is with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Bobby, let's pivot over to LSU. What is the vibe over there on the bayou about Oklahoma and Texas now running into your neighborhood?
Hey, the rich get richer, and the Bayou boys are here. We're just glad we're part of it. And, you know, the LSU Tigers could be one of those top dogs. And I look at it, whether you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, an LSU fan, I mean, come on. Wouldn't you rather watch? You'd rather watch, like, Vanderbilt versus Georgia? Now, that'll come about. But, boy, what about those Georgia-Texas regular season games? Georgia-Oklahoma or LSU-Texas? I mean, I just think you have the haves and the have-nots. It's just the way it is. And so the only one that gets it is the Aggies. but they've been in the SEC, right. and they've had it made in Texas for the last 10 years. But, listen, it's a shame and I laugh at it all the time. There's a lot of Texas people in Louisiana Longhorns. They got so much damn money, and they ain't won anything. It's a shame that Texas hasn't had more success with all the resources they have. And Texas A&M has a lot of resources, but, I mean, I just think it's going to be more must-see TV. I think it's better for the fans, the quality of football that you see when you add Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC.
Bobby, can you real quick, what is Marcus Davenport's issue? Because I've been on this from the jump. I was shocked that you guys gave up what you gave up to get him. I know from a physical standpoint, he looks the part. But what is it about him that's not getting it done?
He gets hurt too damn much. He can play. I mean, the thing is with Marcus Davenport, you know, it's like, let's say you have a high-performance car, like a Lamborghini, Ferrari, or something. Mm-hmm. This thing, man, this is awesome. Well, you can see the ability of the car. You see that potential. I don't know. Got a bad spark plug. He's out. No, he got a hang there. I mean, he has stuff to me that, you know, some players could play through. There's a difference between being hurt and injured. You know, like Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan plays 97% of the snaps. He's unbelievable. He never gets hurt. I don't know. Davenport just had bad luck, and he's not confident. He's not, you know, 100%. It's like he don't want to be out there. I know he's been snake bit, and what they gave up, no, they count on him big time. And it would have been worth all what they gave up if he'd have had the Trey Hendrickson type of year last year. Trey Hendrickson, the one that got it done. Now it's up to Davenport to step up. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Trey Hendrickson, there's only one player that had more sacks than him last year, if I can recall right, T.J. Watt with the Steelers. Trey Hendrickson, that's why he got that big payday. That's what they're hoping Davenport could do. And I think it's going to hurt the Saints where they're at right now, their run defense. Losing, they got over the Patriots, Malcolm Brown, and when Sheldon Rankins, you know, he was snake bit with injuries also. But and then David Onyemata, look, he didn't even know where to line up, how to get in a stance. He's from Africa. He's in Canada. The first time he even heard of American football to play, he's like 17 years old. So a lot of upside with him, but and he's gotten in trouble a couple of times off the field. But he's a good guy, and I think eventually when he got in trouble, you know, last time somebody mailed him some weed, and I don't know if that was too smart for him to be involved in that. But it'll come a day where that won't even matter.
Right.
Better to smoke pot and handle issues that you're dealing with than taking a bunch of opioids.
Right. Bobby, real quick before we let you go, I want to get back to LSU for a sec. By the way, I think there's Falcon fans. Carl, we may have to play this interview three times this week to cheer up some Falcon fans. Bobby's Hey Bears with us here, guys. What about Coach O and the quarterbacks? Who's going to win the starting quarterback job for LSU? How many games are they going to win? Because obviously, I mean, the upset of Florida was great, but it was a tough year for the Tigers last year.
Yeah, that it's unacceptable. You got to get, I don't know, double-digit wins, but you got to win at least nine. Then, you know, the strength of the SEC, you can't even be near 500. You know, looking at the quarterback position, I just did an autograph session. There's a big, like, convention in Washington, D.C., and talking with Brad Johnson. You know, his son came in there, boy, a true freshman, did an outstanding job, Max Johnson at the end. So, you know, they're going to have an open competition. I can see by the middle of August, for sure, I'd say 10 days probably, yeah, before the first game against UCLA in the Rose Bowl, that they'll name a starter. I think Miles Brennan would have the edge, but he's got to really show, you know, coming back in August and camp to kick off the season, that he did beat him out. And the one thing Coach O and I talked, and this is fair because all the players see the film, you just grade the players on every practice and every drill and who's winning those practices. Well, that's who wins the starting job. Now, you know, you want to have depth because if somebody gets hurt. But, Coach O's not showing any favoritism. No, Miles Brennan actually dates my niece. Going out for a couple of years now, my youngest brother, Billy, who played at Nicholls State, played for the Calgary Stampeders with his second daughter. And Miles, they're pretty tight. They've been going out for a couple of years. But they say, what does Coach O say about Miles? He's like, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's kind of like family dealing with me. You got to win the job. Hey, it's what you do on the field. And that's going to be a big key. I think Coach O knows that they got to, you know, win in the trenches and get better on the offensive defensive line. I think he's out to us. We got the defensive line. Offense, they're all right if no one gets hurt. but they don't have much depth there. And LSU is always going to have skill players. I think they might have the best duo corners in all college football. When you look at what those cats could do. So, no, they're expecting big things around here. I'd say the fans maybe are more optimistic right now with LSU than with even the Saints, even though it was just because, the Saints have been snake bit. Who they lost in free agency, who they gained, who's hurt, who's suspended. And Drew Brees is out there, the Messiah. So, they're a little concerned with that. But I think LSU has to win at least 9 games or Coach O can be in the hot seat.
Bobby, it's great to talk with you, man. We appreciate your time, your honesty as always. We look forward to the season, and I know you do too. We'll talk soon, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's so damn hot right now, Louisiana. I've got to go and practice like the heat index. I'm like standing around and I'm losing 7 pounds. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything.
All right. Take care, Bobby. He's the best. Love that guy, man. Always a blast. And in honor of Bobby, got a game winner I think you're going to like, Carl. We had a story earlier today in Guy Talk that said Gardner Minshew said that he hadn't taken a number 2 in 2 weeks. He was kidding. I'm sure he's had some form of an excretory function, but he's not prepared to take the backup role. I think that's his lot in life, Carl. He's going to be the new Charlie Whitehurst. Bobby had to back up Jeff George until Jeff George punked out and Bobby threatened to kill him in the woods behind the fence.
In preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a weeks.
So in honor of Gardner and Bobby's roles at time as a backup, Carl, your favorite backup quarterback.
Nice.
In other words, you might have just worn a hat the whole time, but sometimes like Don Strock and the Dolphins, man, would come in and win you some big games. Your favorite backup, 404-741-0929. Back that up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, guys, your favorite backup quarterback. Now, it means, Carl, he wasn't a starter. Maybe he got a chance to start at someplace else, but for your team, he was the backup. Basically, Matt Schaub only got out on the field, I think, what, once? Maybe a half a game in the time he was backing up Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and then he, well, you were talking about before, okay, when he came back here, because he was the backup, and they traded, right?
Yeah, they brought him in as kind of an insurance policy for Mike Vick, and then traded him to the Houston, and then obviously you were down there, we had good success for a couple of years, you know, with the Texans. A backup quarterback, I'll go with Jeff Hostetler. Okay. He was the backup for Phil Sims, and then when Phil went down, he's the one that actually rallied, had to take a safety in the end zone against the Bills, and the Giants defense went to work. And they're able to win Super Bowl 25. So I'll go with Jeff Hostetler, and then later got a shot at a Raider, but he's better as a backup.
Yeah, people don't know this because he's a Hall of Famer. Maybe they don't know the full scope of his career, but Roger Staubach was a backup. He was drafted.
By Don Meredith, right?
Craig Morton, Mike.
Oh, good pull. Good
Craig
pull.
Morton. So he was backing up Morton for like two seasons, and then that third season he started to play more, and then all of a sudden he took the job.
And Staubach is supposed to be, now in North Dallas 40, it's based on Don Meredith, and Roger Staubach's supposed to be like the good Christian backup quarterback that wanted to pray before the games.
Yeah.
In the Peter Gent book. Yeah, if you read, it's another good book to read about sports. All right, let's see what we got. Chris, you got one, by the way, as a long-suffering Jets fan.
Oh, of course. My quarterback growing up was Chad Pennington, and his illustrious backup was Kellen Clemens.
Ooh, Kellen Clemens, good
call.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, we're rolling. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Your favorite backup QB.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was going to say Jeff Hostetler. Mike took mine, but I'll tell you one right now who I'm looking at is Fitzmagic.
Yeah, man, Fitz, and I think, honestly, Carl, probably better as a backup. And then, you know, he'll have his chance. A lot of people, you know, fits his recipe, Carl. Two or three games where he balls out, and then the turnovers start all over again, right?
Washington doesn't have an answer right now. He is their starter. I mean, he said, Mike, this is probably the best position he's been in, going into a situation knowing that he's actually, he knows where he stands. So we'll see. But, yeah, we forget they picked up Fitzpatrick, and he's going to be their guy.
They got the guy, Taylor Heinicke.
That's right.
That came in. Not Heineken, but Heinicke started the playoff game.
Got a deal.
Right? And then Kyle Allen is behind him. So there you go. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Your favorite backup QB.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I don't know if you remember me calling yesterday, but I want to give you an update. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm still not quite in the right headspace to give you an answer. But if I did, it would be Dave Archer.
Dave Archer, the Iowa State Cyclone.
I love that guy, man.
Yeah, man. So there you go, Arch. And Arch had his shot. And then, unfortunately, I think Reggie White dumped him on his shoulder. And then bad things happened. I believe that was the case.
All it takes is one hit, Mike.
I believe that was it. By the way, real quick, a lot of things happening as we're winding up the show tonight. I believe it's a Hot Take Tommy's ready to rock. It's greased for you, Tommy. Sean Payton, talking to the media in New Orleans, says that Michael Thomas's surgery should have happened sooner than it did.
Of course.
I'm going to leave it at that.
He's not happy. Of course it should have. You waited. Now you're costing the team. You're making all this money. You didn't do anything last year. If I'm a Saints fan, and I'm not, right, I'd be all over Michael Thomas. What have you done for me lately? Now you're costing my squad, and you know we're already shorthanded.
Right. Also shorthanded to start Falcons mini camp, or training camp, I should say. He went through the protocol last year. Dante Fowler, one of 24 NFL players, Carl, in the COVID protocol right now.
Yeah, and the Nationals and Phillies game has been postponed as Washington is dealing with COVID-19 outbreaks. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. Total of 12 members, 4 players, 8 staffers.
Right.
We don't know, again, who's vaccinated, who's not. You know, you can still, you know, get it with your vax, but to be vaxxed is, I think at this point, especially if you're in these leagues, Mike, better to be than not to be. And we're about to see how it affects the NFL. But, here we are, you know, past the All-Star break, and it's still affecting things that are happening with baseball.
Right. And just talking about this with Chris, I mean, how many of us don't even know we're carrying COVID? Because the regular Joes, I mean, when this got really crazy last year, I went and got tested like almost every other week over at Georgia Tech when I was living in Midtown. And now I haven't had a COVID test in months.
Mike, nobody's testing. That's part of what has been going on. We were testing like crazy because everybody was like, okay, what's going on? Do I have it? Do I not? Most people aren't testing now.
Hey, man, real quick, one last thing. We got a bunch of guys on hold, but the Big 12, the cease and desist against ESPN, if you hadn't seen that, Brett McMurphy puts it out there that they're claiming the network contacted other conferences, encouraging them to take Big 12 schools, so the Big 12 dissolves, and basically ESPN is not responsible for the final 4 years of a deal where they're going to pay $1 billion.
That's crazy.
So I don't know if this has any legs, but it's pretty decisive action by Bob Bowlesby and the Big 12.
It is. I mean, again, you have to think about where you're going to go. I think now everybody's to the point, past the shock and awe. Mm. They're gone. Texas and OU are out. What are we doing?
Only thing you're talking about now is how much are you going to pay, you know, the Big 12 to get these teams. They want money from the SEC. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite backup quarterback?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
My backup quarterback, I'm going to go with that guy, Terrell Pryor. You know, he's a dual threat. He can put him at wide receiver, put him all over the field, and, you know, he can throw the ball.
Terrell Pryor.
And Terrell, remember he started his career with a 5-game suspension over the tattoo nonsense? Could you imagine that standing now?
No.
What a bunch of nonsense that was. By the way, yeah. Reggie Bush will not get his Heisman back, by the way. They talked about that.
Well, they had to reinstate him, and they're not doing it.
Right. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Who's your favorite backup QB?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, Chief.
Chief, I got two of them. Both of them itself. One's a Hall of Famer, which is Brett Favre, because that guy knows how to party.
Right.
And the other one's got to be June Jones. Turned out to be a pretty good coach.
Yeah, June Jones. Obviously, got south with Jeff George here. But, yeah, that's kind of got how the whole conversation started. Bobby Hebert was here for that soap opera here in the A. Hey, man. You're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite backup quarterback of all time?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got two also right behind the Chief. I got Jeff Garcia and I got David Garrard.
Nice.
Oh, David Garrard. Now, Garrard was good. I thought he did a very, very nice job when called upon.
Yeah, behind Byron Leftwich in Jacksonville, the ECU, right, David Garrard, the Pirate.
That's right. That's right.
These are good names, guys. Hey, man, your favorite backup, bruh. What you got for us? Hey, man.
That's
the best
you.
Of all time.
What?
The best of all time is Steve Young.
He was. Steve Young that Bill Walsh brought in to pressure Joe Montana, and the rest was history.
Yeah, hands down. There's no doubt. I don't disagree with that. You right. go from backing up the all-time great to doing your own thing and creating a legacy of your own.
Right.
Steve Young was a beast.
The former Buccaneer, actually LA Express player and then Buccaneer. No one has said Aaron Rodgers today, Carl. He backed up Brett Favre, by the way.
Well, that's true.
All right, we got time for one more, Chris. We got a jet. I mean, we don't want to deprive the audience of Take Tommy. Touchdown Tommy's ready to rock. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. Your favorite backup QB of all time. He's got us on the clock.
Yeah, his signal's on, that's for sure.
Sir, make the turn. Complete the turn. Unless he's just exited the vehicle. I'm not sure what's going on. So I shouldn't have gone to overtime. Squid Billy's on the phone. He's got one, Carl.
Yeah, mine was actually Bobby Hebert when he was the backup behind Jeff George.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to the program. That's how we started this whole conversation.
Yeah.
We mentioned Gardner Minshew said he's not going to be number two. But, yeah, Bobby. And the story was, Carl, Bobby told Jeff George, look, you got to be a leader with these guys. And Jeff George basically told him to blank off. So Bobby said, let's go off in the woods where nobody can hear you scream, and I'll throw you a beating. That was when the Falcons campus, where the old exit 111 off 85. There was a McDonald's and there was that little hotel. It's amazing. You wouldn't believe, Carl, when I moved here in 98, what the Falcons facilities looked like. You wouldn't believe it was an NFL team.
Most facilities did look like that, Mike. They were not what we see today. Like, you go to the Cowboys facility now, the new one that they've just built, it looks like a college campus.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, so I think a lot of these places, they were just trying to find places to practice. Hey, man, we got time or we're good? We're done? All right, man, let's get out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big shout out to all of our guests. If you missed any of them, Odyssey.com. That's where you can listen, guys, including Bobby Hebert, which got us on the backup quarterback thing. Big shout out to Nick Green as well and Connor Riley talking about the Dogs, the SEC, Texas OU, all of that stuff. Tomorrow, big Thursday show on the way, NBA Draft. Will it have any impact on our Atlanta Hawks? We will certainly be talking about that. How do the Braves fare tonight? And are we a game closer to getting to first place against these Mets? We'll be getting into all of that and the Falcons on the field for the first time tomorrow, man. Lots to dive into. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Chris, glow sticks behind the glass. Thanks so much today for another great show. And Bo Morgan, executive producing. Tommy's up next, you said, Mike. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stay right there. It should be interesting. Hey, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Didn't get a chance to talk about it in Guy Talk, but Carl and I love Breaking Bad. And Bob Odenkirk, just a talented writer, comedian, and actor. The sixth and final season of A Better Call Saul, filming in Albuquerque, he passes out. He basically collapses on the set yesterday, and the word is out. He's 58. He's in the hospital. He's such a likable guy. I heard him on Howard Stern back early this year in the spring. He had that movie Nobody that came out, which is really great. And he talked about having to get in shape and do the fight scenes. And Carl walking into the gym with, like, seeing Jason Statham and Halle Berry and all these other guys. And here he is trying to suck his stomach in. I hope it's just, you know, it's nothing serious. But he is in the hospital. So thoughts and prayers to a really talented actor, comedian, Bob Odenkirk.
Did they say exactly what happened or not?
Can't get anything. I've read the Variety article. They're not listing the details of what exactly is the problem.
Mm. All right, man. As we wrap things up tonight, the discussion in our country about mental health has been taken to a new level with Simone Biles and what has happened in Tokyo. And that's good to discuss. But I also think that when we talk about competition and being the best and striving to be number one, that we can't dismiss the fact that sometimes things don't go your way and people just step away and quit. And you have to call it what it is. When she let her team down yesterday, that was one thing. If Simone Biles doesn't want to compete individually, that's another thing. That's on her. I wish her nothing but the best. I hope she is in a right headspace moving forward, because she still is the greatest gymnast to ever do it. I just wanted to see her do it this time around. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you traveled all the way to Dallas, Carl, to watch Chris Chandler lead the Falcons, and you got Tony Graziani.
I haven't taken a in weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.